is Lauren. Lauren Lockwood. Good morning, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks. Great to be here.
And Tanglewood Wellness Center. Sounds very grand.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us the principle behind it.
Sure. The principle behind the center is simple. It's simply that perfect health is the natural birthright of every organism, and that what we need to do to achieve that is simply to get out of the way. That we're, in fact, the reason that most human beings do not experience incredible levels of health and vitality is because we're making choices that put us directly in the way of those things showing up. So what we do at the center is we engage our clients in a process which allows them to cleanse and heal the body more efficiently, effectively, and powerfully than anything else.
Sort of like a detox?
Well, exactly. It's about detoxification. Again, it's about healing. If the body was not toxic but needed to be healed, it would still be an incredibly powerful process, and I can tell you about some experiences with that if you'd like.
Yeah, because I noticed, doing a little bit of homework before you came in, I mean, you went through a period yourself where you weren't too good, and then
Indeed. You
went in this direction. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. In fact, my background is actually in finance, and I worked in commercial real estate finance for the first 10 years of my professional career. But within 6 months of graduating from university, I found myself very sick, and 3 years of medical treatment only made me worse. And it took me 3 years to realize that I probably wasn't going to get better with medicine because, in fact, the doctors didn't know what was going on. In fact, they were telling me that several of my conditions didn't exist. They were in my head. In the meantime, my body didn't work the way it did 6 months before. I knew there was something wrong. But it occurred to me, finally, that all medicine was really about was suppressing symptoms. And suppressing symptoms not only does not address the cause of the problem, but actually contributes to the problem. And I can explain that. To make a long story short, though, I wound up realizing I was going to need to figure it out myself, and I did. I sought to make my diet as natural as possible, believing that diet would have a major role, and it did. And then finally, it occurred to me that animals in nature, without exception, when sick enough or badly enough injured, will lay down and stop eating. And the reason for that is that processing food requires roughly 50% of our body's daily energy. So if we're eating normally, or anything in fact, the body doesn't have very much energy when it really needs to heal. Animals instinctively know this. What I began to do was to put myself on periods of water fasts where I was consuming nothing but water.
Okay.
First for days and then weeks at a time.
Oh, just water for weeks?
Just water.
No gin, no rum with it?
Well, sure, a little bit, yeah.
On that note, I've got to go.
But surely, I mean, you say you're doing this for weeks. I mean, doesn't the body need more than this, just water?
Yes, indeed. The body does. Fortunately, every species on the planet, including human beings, generally carry reserves. And, you know, in fact, fat cells are designed, the only cells in the body that are designed to shrink and grow.
Right.
In nature, animals go through periods of feast and famine. And so, for instance, in the African veldt, there are periods in the dry season where there's almost no food at all, and animals get very, very lean.
That's right.
And then when it starts raining and food is plentiful, they eat as much as they can, and they get quite fat because they know instinctively, they know at some level, that they need to live on that fat. And the fact is that most human beings are now carrying around vast reserves where the average person can go between 6 and 8 weeks without eating if resting.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm doing now. Like, summer's coming, so I've been stocking up.
Yeah, good for you. It's a good plan.
I think you're pretty good for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Well, you know, and all kidding aside, there are people out there who I like to call wealthy in nutrient reserves who can literally go months without food.
Yeah.
Because we fasted people who were carrying 200 pounds more than they needed to be carrying.
So really what's happening is that the body then starts to burn up this fat.
Because
fat is a carbohydrate.
Fat is fuel. Well, yeah. It's not carbohydrate.
No.
But in fact, and although we are carbohydrate-burning machines, our bodies run on sugar, which is an important thing to understand, and that's not processed sugar. But the body runs on a variety of natural sugars, and if those are not taken in from our diet, then the body has to manufacture them. There are no sugars available from the metabolism of fat. However, when the body has no sugars to burn, what it will do is we'll switch all systems over to running on fat. Running on the breakdown products of fat.
Ethanol.
That's too expensive to produce. Yeah,
and sugar.
We're going to take a musical break. We're going to be back with our special guest, Lauren Lockwood, in just a couple of minutes. Of course, with Paul as well. Lockman of Tanglewood Wellness Centre. Laura, let me ask you, if I may, people that come along to the Wellness Centre, what exactly is involved once they get there with you?
Sure. The process is really simple. Again, it's the simple idea that in order for the body to, you know, every organism is self-healing, right? Every organism heals itself.
Right.
And so the best that we can do, as I said earlier, is to get out of the way. We encourage our guests to rest as completely as possible, and we provide beautiful rooms, very comfortable. We have 5 acres, 2 hectares of beautiful gardens, grounds. We have 8 fountains, beautiful views into the valley, into the ocean. And we're encouraging people just to rest and rest in nature as much as possible. Amazing things happen, literally miracles all the time. Now, the only exceptions to just resting, I do 2 lectures a week. We show a video, a movie on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of my activities. We have a massage therapist that comes up a couple times a week. But most of the time is unstructured, and they're encouraged to just rest.
So it's really a method, just kick back, and then you go on a special diet, I assume, or fasting. I think you're into this fasting quite a bit.
Well, again, that's the primary purpose there. I mean, in order to rest completely, you have to not be eating. So our clients come.
Right.
The average stay, we book by the week, but the average stay is 4 weeks. And in a 4-week stay, a guest will spend 21 days just drinking water, eating nothing at all.
Ooh. And do you have people who can't cope?
Every once in a while, but it's a relatively small percentage.
It's a process. You take them through it.
It's a process we take them through, but the truth is that our bodies, like every other organism, are physiologically designed to fast safely. And it's not even particularly uncomfortable for most people. It can be, though. And it's important to understand that, first of all, this is a paradigm shift for most people. But every symptom we ever experience is evidence that the body is cleansing or healing. And so when we suppress symptoms, we're actually getting in the way of that happening. Well, when we give the body the time and opportunity to cleanse and heal, we can expect symptoms to arise. And they often do. Some people will go through a 21-day process or a 42-day process without ever really feeling bad. They'll feel typically a little weak and a little tired, but other than that, they'll feel okay. Other people will experience more intense symptoms. It just depends on what kind of cleansing or healing the body needs to do.
Isn't there, though, a sort of a hunger sensation you're going to have to deal with here? Because, I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, I
eat the crutch out of a loaf-lying duck.
Halfway through the afternoon, you know, I'm getting really hungry. I'm going to go and find a biscuit or something.
Yeah.
And, Jerry, let me ask you, what does that hunger feel like when you feel hungry?
I need to eat. I don't know. How do you describe it?
Do you feel something in your belly?
Nothing in my belly.
You feel like there's nothing in your belly. Right, good answer. Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is, and first of all, I want to say that almost everybody imagines the same thing, that they're going to go 3 weeks
hunger
feeling
pain.
Hungry.
Yeah.
That would be uncomfortable for anybody. That's not what happens, though. In fact, first of all, the stomach-centered feelings that everybody has experienced over and over again, probably multiple times a day, have nothing to do with your body's need for food.
Mm.
Those feelings occur because when you haven't eaten in a while, your body can begin to heal the damage in your stomach from previous misadventures with calories, with food. And that's what's going on. So real hunger is actually centered in the throat and is not an unpleasant symptom at all. So there's no belly-centered stuff once your body is healthy. You never feel that again.
So is that kind of psychological, the pain you get in your stomach when you're really hungry?
Absolutely not. It's not psychological. You're feeling real pain because your stomach is trying to heal itself. It's trying to heal the damage. Well, as soon as you eat again, the pain goes away because your body now has to put all of its energy. Again, we expend half the body's energy processing food. So as soon as we eat, all the energy gets diverted away from healing to processing food, and there's no more pain. And, you know, for that reason, it's easy to understand why everyone thinks that's hunger.
How long can you fast before you drop dead?
Well, there
has to be a limit, right?
Yeah. First of all, let me explain. You know, some people call fasting and starving the same thing. Oh, that's the starving cure. It's not. When we're fasting, the body is consuming reserves, and the average person has between 6 and 8 weeks of reserves. When all reserves are depleted, we begin starving. So fasting is always beneficial.
Oh, yeah.
Starving never is. Starving will end in death if we go long enough. We don't want to starve. We want to fast only until reserves are depleted. For most people, that's quite a long time. It's longer than most people are willing to do anyway. And it, you know, for some people, again, it could literally be months. But for the average person, once they deplete all of their reserves, it would probably take them another month to starve to death.
So when you get someone who comes into your center, you're able to tell them how long they can safely fast for?
Well, in fact, we make that determination even before they get there. And what typically happens, I mean, we're only open 9 weeks each quarter. We're open for 9 weeks. We close for four. In a nine-week period, we'll allow people to fast for 6 weeks because, as you can imagine, and most of our guests are coming from the U.S., Canada. They've been here from 32 countries so far. But you don't go 21 or 42 days without food and then just go get on a plane and go home. There's a process of reintroducing food, which is equally critical that it's done correctly.
So it's a quick nip down to McDonald's then afterwards.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How did you know?
Six-pack of beer
fortunately, they deliver. We have people, when they fast 42 days, they'll spend 21 more days at the center, gradually getting up to eating normal-sized meals.
Okay.
So that's a critical piece.
Have you had anyone famous come in?
Yes, sir.
We have, but I can't tell you who they were.
Oh. I thought I was going to be the
first. A little bit of advice, and then we're going to be... yes, indeed. Yeah, I've got to put everybody else's mic on. Everybody's come back in now. What exactly were we doing, Lauren? We were doing some very strange things.
It's an electronic scale that we put you on, which, in addition to measuring your weight, which we don't have to talk about if you don't want to, and your body fat, it also tells us what your percentage of hydration is. And I've come to realize over the last several years that this is perhaps the single most important indicator of somebody's condition of health.
And
the result?
Well, it's not perhaps the best news you've had all year. The good news is it can be changed if you want to. You're right now, let me say it this way, when a baby is born...
He's going to try and be polite.
when a baby is born, it's roughly 80% water. And most adults run between 50 and 60% hydration in the body. When we first got this device, I'll tell you a quick story. I had a bunch of students with me who had done the 21-day fast with me and then had spent another 5 weeks at the center eating with me and exercising and meditating, etc., learning. And we measured, there were about six of us, everyone was between 72 and 76% water. And I thought, well, that's great. The body should be about 75% water as an adult, and that this made sense. A couple days later, we had a whole group of new clients coming in to begin their fasts, and every one of those people measured somewhere between 38 and 55% hydration. And I thought, this machine is broken. It can't be right.
You mean 35, 38% water?
That's right, in the body, instead of 75%.
Okay.
I thought, how can someone be walking around with half of the water in the body they should have?
I hope my wife's not listening to this. She keeps telling me to drink water.
Well, the good news for you is drinking water doesn't actually help that much.
Oh, I hope you're listening to that, my dear.
It doesn't hurt, but it's not going to... Let me say it this way. You will need to drink lots of water, but it won't actually get you well hydrated. And the reason why is because of a typical diet. In fact, there's two things. It's the typical diet, and it's the condition of the body. One of the most important factors is the average person is walking around with roughly 10 pounds of old material in the digestive tract all the time. And that material, your body wants to eliminate it, but it can't. It's hard and dry, and the body is constantly trying to rehydrate it. Until it gets rehydrated, you're not going to be able to eliminate it. And so all the water you drink is going right to your colon, your small intestine, and your large intestine, and is not getting into your cells. And for that reason, your level of hydration, if you'd like me to say it on the air...
I don't mind.
Is 55.4%.
Oh, that's not too bad. Then,
I'm
really
not going to laugh until I hear mine.
Well, it's not too good. It should be 75%. But so you're 20 points low is about 30% below where it should be. That's a little bit better than the average client we see, which over the last 4 years has been 51.9%. Paul, yours is just a tiny bit worse at 53.6%. So... The thing about this is, you know, the human body is remarkably versatile. It's incredible how it's able to cope with relatively poor conditions. But this has a huge detrimental impact on every single function of the body, because the body should be mostly water. If it's not, here's what's happening. And this is happening for almost everybody. Every single day, your bodies are saying, okay, there isn't enough water to do everything I need to do. Where am I going to give up this precious resource from to put it where I most need it? You're going to have enough water in your heart, your brain, your bloodstream, your liver, and your kidneys. But the body has to give it up. And in fact, Paul, you were lamenting when we were off air about the fact that you're already more than 29, and it might not be a secret, I'm not sure. But The fact is that all of the things that we, almost all the things that we think of as normal aging, are nothing more than long-term chronic dehydration. And I can tell you there is no other way to rehydrate the body than by getting the body clean and then following an optimal diet. So with the students, for instance, well, here's what we found. They come in at an average of 52%. And after 3 months on my program, they're at an average of 73%.
There you are, I see. Good grief. I know what my body says when I wake up in the morning. Oh, no, not again.
Another day.
Here's Robbie Williams and an old favorite called Mr. Bojack. 9 o'clock. Lauren, perhaps while we're still in the time frame, how would people progress from me if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to get involved in this?
Yeah, sure. In fact, you know, we welcome questions. We're happy to help in any way we can. The best way would be to, first of all, start by going to our webpage, which is www.tanglewoodwellnesscenter.com. And that center, that's the American spelling, Jerry. That's E-R, not R-E. Tanglewoodwellnesscenter.com. Or they can email us, info@tanglewoodwellnesscenter.com. Those would probably be the best ways to get in touch with
okay.
us.
You mentioned you do seminars, you do lectures, etc. Mm-hmm. What's your program on that?
Well, we haven't been doing very much here in Panama, but will be. I used to spend about 40% of my time traveling and have actually given lectures and seminars in 12 or 13 countries and all over the U.S. and Canada. I typically will do a 90-minute introductory lecture, and then often will follow by a 1 or 2 full-day seminar called Creating Perfect Health, which actually Paul attended a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And I can tell you that you'll walk away from there thinking, wow.
I mean, is this something that when you look at it, that people can actually go home and do, or do they really need to get away and go to the center?
Well, what the seminar is designed to do, in fact, I should mention, in addition to the seminar, we offer something called the Creating Perfect Health System, which is a home study program. It's more than 15 hours of live lectures and seminars on CDs and DVDs, plus about 40 pages of written material. They can contact us to get that as well. What the programs are designed to do, both the full-day seminar as well as the Creating Perfect Health System take-home package, are to teach you everything you need to know about living and functioning at the highest level possible. And most of these are things that you can do absolutely do on your own. The one thing you can't do on your own is fast. You really need to be supervised to do that safely. And that is a critical part. But if someone was not willing to fast or not interested in fasting for whatever reason, they could still make amazing improvements to their health and vitality by doing everything else in the program and just skipping that one step.
Okay, excellent. Right, well, what we'll do is that after the show, we'll post all this info on our website, so you can go and check it out there as well, and there'll be links to the website for the Tanglewood Wellness Center on there as well. Got time for one more piece of music, then we'll be back, I guess, to say our bye-byes to, I guess. Well, that time, would you believe it? Doesn't time go quickly when you're well?
I wouldn't know.
Joe Jackson there stepping out, and I guess that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to step out of the breakfast show for this morning. My sincere thanks, special thanks to Lauren Lockwin for coming in with us this morning from the Tanglewood Wellness Center. I think we only really just started to scratch the surface on this.
We did, yeah.
So I think we're going to have you back again.
That'd be great.
And so, but you came, where did you come from this morning?
I came from Sora, de Chai.
Quite a journey.
With rush hour traffic, it'd be about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so I think we better get you in daily then.
come the night before.
I'll spend the night next time.
I'll tell you what, after doing that every day, you need to be de-stressed. Trust me.
Yeah,
so anyway, thanks very much for coming in
this
morning.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
And it's very, very